WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, here till 10 o'clock tonight. We got some guests coming in, a band called Answer Man. They'll be by probably about 15 or 20 minutes. Got a lot of new tunes to play, so I'm going to get that going, and we'll be back once again. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
We'll be right back.
That was a band from Italy called The Mangers. A new song by them called Red Flags off of Book of Hate for Good People. Actually, that came out in 2022. It's new to me. They're from Italy, so I just discovered them. I like The Mangers a lot. Played them in the past. I didn't know they had new stuff out, but if you search around, you'll find it. Before that, Grade 2 from the UK with a song called See You Around from a self-titled Grade 2 release came out late 2023. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Excited to have the answer man, as I said, coming in about, 15 minutes or so. We got a while, so it doesn't really matter. They'll be here. They have a great new release that we're going to be promoting. Right now, I'm going to play some more new stuff. This is another new band called Press. I just found them last week, and they're from Australia, called Press Club.
I just know I'm not enough.
Here with my dreams of spring. straight with me tonight.
Alright, that was the Black Halos. A song called You Can't Take Back the Night. Before that, we heard One Fall. They're a local band. Won the Rumble last year. Shoot Straight, name of that release, was called One Fall, self-titled. Joshua David Thayer with Bird Children, his first single. Press Club, as I said, a band from Australia that I just discovered. Afraid of Everything. The Answer Man are here, and they're getting their stuff set up. And getting ready, getting acclimated and all that good stuff. I'm going to play a couple more before we bring them on. This is something by Rancid.
By the gentleman's code. twilight of my life appears, and I say goodbye to the ones I love. I will never see you again.
You can't teach loyalty.
We'll figure it out as we go.
All right, sounds good.
But hey, just played The Worst. Song's called Scars. It's 824 WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Answer Man. How you doing, guys?
Hey.
How you doing, Scott?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in. We tried to get this done a little bit ago, and we finally made it happen, right? Mm-hmm. But before we get into the new release itself, a little bit about you guys. You've been together a while, no?
Well, we have. I think, you know, I want to say, like, 2010, kind of Walt and I were playing, Walt plays bass, and I was sort of playing guitar.
Yeah, you can introduce yourselves.
So I'm Sam, I'm the singer, I also write songs, I play guitar as well.
I'm Tommy Teardrops.
That's all you need to know.
Sounds good.
I'm Chris, and I play the drums.
Yeah, and fantastic. Walt couldn't make it. He's on bass, but he couldn't make it tonight. And then Walt and I were playing, and he said, I met this guy. he just kind of jams in his basement, and his name's Tommy, and why don't you come over one night? And so I went over there, and then the three of us just kind of started playing, and eventually, I think that was 2010, I want to say. So we've been a band for a while.
Yeah, I backlogged. You put something out in 2013, an EP of some sort?
Yeah, I think the first EP was like 2011 or something, and then 13, and then 15, and then we sort of took a break. A
little hiatus.
A little hiatus, kind of personal things going on. But the drummer left, and the three of us kind of kept playing and kept writing songs, but we kind of just didn't take it too seriously, but we were developing material, and then kind of when COVID was on the horizon, we were like, let's look for a drummer again, let's try to,
that was fun,
yeah. Oh my god,
COVID's kind of weird, yeah. Though, because a lot of, I say this, I mean, people that listen to my show probably say, he says this every week when he has guests in, but it's true that bands did a lot of writing and got a lot done during COVID because you couldn't go out and play, right? So
that's right. Right. So all you did was write and practice and be like, oh, one day.
Yeah. It was kind of a fruitful time for creative ideas and whatnot,
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
you'd say.
And oh my god, but anyway, we went through, I swear, we probably tried out about 8 to 9 drummers.
Yeah.
And we have stories, but we'll spare you, but we found Chris, and Chris just kind of locks in with us, yeah. And I for one, during the whole time we were playing and developing the songs and kind of, just kind of messing around, nothing really came together until we got Chris. We're like, okay,
he's the glue.
These can work. Well, like, and there's something here,
Yeah, and it was a Craigslist success story,
That's
I don't
true.
Know how many of
that's
those true. There are, I had tried finding situations on Craigslist before, and I'd put an advertisement saying, I'm up for just about anything, I really, kind of wide open taste, except, I'm
you were
really,
in a surf band, a surf.
I was in a surf band yeah. before this, yeah. But I'd say I really don't want to play death metal. You get 10 yeah. people saying, hey, you want to play some death metal? Give me a buzz.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I connected with, I think your
the
ad.
Influences, I said.
Yes,
that's
what it was.
If you like, the Go-Betweens plus.
The Go-Betweens.
My Bloody Valentine plus.
I think it was the Dirt Bombs, too.
The Dirt Bombs.
Oh, yeah.
And then, what's
Praise
that
the Gorys.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Gorys guy.
Yeah.
Gorys.
Tommy's the Gorys. So, and then Sam sent me the songs and the demo versions
yeah.
of the songs. And they're just great songs.
I ask all people, how'd you come up with the name?
Yeah, Walt. So that's Walt. Yeah. Yeah, he's not here to defend himself. No. No.
We had nothing to do with it. That's on Walt.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm like, I was in advertising and stuff, and Walt found this song called Ransom Man. I can't even remember the name of the band, but Delta Spirit, I think, or something like that. And he said, oh, Answer Man would be good. And I thought like the Shell Answer Man from like the 50s, and I'm enamored with old advertising and things like that. So I thought, oh, there's okay, why not? And it's as simple as that. It's like, thanks for asking.
Yeah. Well, I'm always curious. Unless
it fits us somehow.
Unless
know.
It's like someone's name and the so and so end, I'm like, okay, how'd you come up with the name?
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's just random. Stuff. Yeah. It's like, we got to come up with something, and
yeah.
it is.
And there's not many bands that.
It's a cool name.
With man, and we
no.
are men, so it kind of. But that doesn't mean we wouldn't accept, the other gender into the band. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
I getcha. I was just thinking, before we talk about Blacklight, do you want me to play these? Do you want to play one live first, or do you want me to play these two, and then we'll come back and play live? You want to?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Play these two off the computer first.
Sure.
And when we come back, we'll hear one live. This is no complaints.
still sing. Sing most every day. And when she gets there, it's okay. Just the way things are today. And I don't know why they love her so. Is it the way she works? She never has to work that hard. And even the lights are letting go. She's not complaining. To watch the way things are. She likes to sing, sing most every day. And when she gets there, it's okay. It's just the way things are today. Now I know why they love her so. Is it the way she? I don't know.
All right, those are from the Black Light Post, and I could have picked, telling Sam off here, I could have picked any eight of those songs, because they're all fantastic, but I chose those two because different sounds, right?
Yeah, totally different. Well, they were written also in different times. The Trick was actually probably like our first song, so we had some kind of, you know, reservations about putting it on the album, but... You know, I was saying before, we recorded like 12, maybe 13 songs, and The Trick fit on the album as kind of a break, you know, kind of a break between all the
heavier stuff, the rocking stuff.
The driving stuff, yeah. So, yeah, Tommy, I know you always wanted to say something.
Was it your call? Yeah.
I was one pushing for it. I always love the song.
Yeah. And I have nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with a band banging out like all similar tunage songs, you know. But I do think it's cool when you throw something like The Trick in on a rockin' or more upbeat kind of heavier album, and then you throw that in. I think that's good.
Yeah,
I think that's cool.
Sometimes it can work great, you know. Totally. And we had
you had a special player on that.
Susan Carr. I'm gonna mess up her name, but anyway. Susan Carcasey, and she played pedal steel on Paleozetics album, and we got her to play pedal steel for The Trick, and she just knocked it out of the park. I mean, if you listen to the song, it's kind of like a lullaby throughout the whole thing, and I just kind of fell in love with her playing. So yeah.
All right, I'll let you play one.
We're actually gonna try Blackheart here. That's the opening track from the album Black Light Poster, which was released in April.
Very good. We'll be right back. That sounded great. Great job.
Thank you.
Great Thanks. Job.
It's a whole other ball of wax when you're doing the acoustic thing.
If you never play acoustic, it's frightening.
Tommy doesn't play. I do.
You got to stretch your you got to stretch your limits, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah,
that's
hell
right.
yeah.
To get on the airwaves. No, that was great. So you mentioned you do all the writing, Sam, or is
I
it a collaborative effort?
I do most of the writing. Tommy does some writing. He's... You know, he always has a gem here and there for everything we do, you know, whether it be the EPs or the full lengths.
Mm-hmm.
He did Jenny on the album on this one.
Oh, but, we might hear Jenny later, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's been pretty popular, so to say the least. A lot of folks are playing it, so mm-hmm. hats off to Tommy. It's a great song. It's kind of like the proto-punk
yeah.
song of the
yeah.
album, I would say.
Yeah.
And... you know, Tommy, if you want to say anything about it.
Well, if you like Jenny, check out Annie Taylor. There's a band, Annie Taylor. From
Don't know them.
Great band.
Where are they from?
And they do the same
they're
hook.
They're from Australia or something.
Oh. I think they're English.
Okay.
Or maybe Scandinavian or something.
I will look into that.
Dynamite.
Because I'm always looking for...
Same hook.
Overseas stuff. Oh, yeah?
Same
okay.
hook. But she does it a little different, and it's just awesome. You know, it's like...
I'll have to look
yeah,
them up.
You came up with the hook first.
Well, yeah.
Everyone in the punk rock world. Everyone knows it's
right.
Street chords, you can't really own.
Right. But it's the great Steve Earle once said years ago, everything's been done before.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's not like no one's inventing the wheel here yeah. with music. Yep. It's just how you spin it.
And you just ignore that statement and you'll be fine.
Yeah. yeah. But where was this recorded?
So this was at Chill House Studios. Thanks for asking. Will Holland at Chill House Studios in Charlestown.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with Will on some of the EPs, on all the EPs. We actually recorded all the EPs in our practice studio. Then we would bring them to Will to mix and master. But for this, we're like, look, you know, we're just going to have Will do the whole thing. And
yeah.
So that's what we did. And we went in, I think it was a couple days of just live recording, and then with the vocal and the vocals and some of the solos and stuff kind of overdubbed over that. And
yeah,
yeah, just kind of quick, down and dirty, man. I mean, yeah. you know.
He's got a great setup, too,
yeah.
Where,
yeah,
that allows
cool.
everyone to play in the mm-hmm. same room, but all mm-hmm. the amps and everything that he's recording are downstairs.
So you could really throttle an amp.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
and
it's, you just have headphones on.
Yeah.
And
like great separation yeah. on everything, too. But
that's
it's a,
cool.
you know, it allows you all to look at each yeah. other and play together live.
And he didn't like
yeah,
my amp.
Yeah, because we wanted the live sound.
He didn't like
but I was like, he goes, I got a better amp. I go, sure.
No, he replaced my
no
amp.
No complaints.
Did he? Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, with the same model, but a better one.
The real deal.
And you put a vinyl out, which is so cool now.
Yeah, and we didn't do a, you know, the last, you know, I mean, we've been putting out the CD since like 2011,
mm-hmm.
and all the DIY, you know, mm-hmm. kind of wrapping and packaging, and we just got so tired of that, and, you know, we always end up with a box of, you know, two boxes of CDs. So now we're just going to end up with two boxes of vinyl.
it's a million seller. You have a million copies, they're all in my cellar. That's such a cheesy joke.
And one more thing about the album cover.
Yeah. So the album cover, you know, I'm a sign painter, so I'm kind of plugged into a lot of illustrators and, you know, from my advertising mm-hmm. days too. I discovered this gentleman from Spain called Manuel Sativa, and I just fell in love with his illustrations. He's on Instagram for anyone out there who want to check him out. And, you know, I just started conceptualizing the cover and sending these guys,
yeah.
like, what about this and what about that?
Yeah.
And this panther thing kind of stuck, but early on it had a lot of colors, and
yeah.
it had, you know, it was coming through, like, the jungle, bushes and stuff, and... But we just kind of pared it down because, you know, to me it was like the essence of, you know, the image and stuff is really that thing, you know, that, yeah. that iconic
yeah.
panther. So that's kind of what ended up, but he drew it, you know, and illustrated it, per, you know, beautifully. And yeah, so and that ended up on the album
cover
and all the promotions as well. I mean, anybody who follows Answer Man is probably sick of the Panther, but we have moved on because
Panther.
That was in April, but the Panther's yeah, thank great. You.
But
thanks for mentioning it.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge fan of physical products. So when I get them, I like analyze them. I look at them.
And the album is pressed in like a neon green. It's very like, you know. And I come from, you know, the design. I have a design background, so the printing is uses some techniques like, you know, just some things that kind of when you hold it, you know, you're not just holding a flimsy, you know, piece of cardboard. It's there's you know,
solid.
The ink is kind of special, and it's got these UV coatings and stuff. So it's it's really cool. We wanted it to be like an artifact that you know we would have. You know,
I got one.
I'm gonna
play a song off of that, and then you're gonna come back and you're gonna play another one. But this is I'm gonna play Prophet. That was Prophet, once again, from Blacklight Poster, Answer Man. Great song, great album.
This next one is going to be Properties of Water.
Thank you. sadness, tragedy, shame. We all live in a broken world. We all share the blame. So when you're down on the floor and you're feeling rough, you're not defined by how you perform, but how you get up.
I've been what you wanted, I've been here to stay. You ever wanted it to be there? Is it what you wanted, woman? I hate to go. There's so much to tell.
Nice. That's brand new. Well, yeah, not so brand new.
A, that's a brand new one. Tommy wrote that, and it's a wonderful song.
Great
and,
song.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be putting out either, you know, an EP or something, and we'll have a couple new songs in that, mm-hmm. and shooting for 2024.
Oh, yeah?
So for, you know, to release something.
Mm-hmm.
That might end up on, you know, a bigger release down the line.
Yeah,
so that's kind of the plan we're actively writing. So that's a new one. Yeah,
because Blacklight was Blacklight 2022 technically.
2023, so it was last year.
But the year just turned over, so I get confused now, right? Yeah. I'm like, what year is it?
Yeah, it was in April, you know,
of 23.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, we kind of all feel like, you know, we've been playing those songs for a while. Right?
Sure.
I mean, it's like, you know, we love them. We play them still live, but let's, you know, we're starting to kind of get itchy
yeah.
and stuff. You know?
Right. So they were in your catalog for a while, the Blacklight songs.
Some of them, yeah. No Complaints was a new, brand new one that just sort of came out of the you know.
Ethers.
Yeah, anyway, it was just sort of came out of my world, life in advertising, if you will, you know. And I kind of left that life during COVID, so I wrote a little song about it, but
yeah,
and that was that. But I think that one was new, and then yeah, some of the others.
A lot of them were kind of what's to be the Prophet stuff.
Yeah,
a lot were.
And then we had a lot that we just kind of just didn't sound right for the album.
It didn't make the cut.
Didn't make.
Yeah,
the cut.
I wanted one that didn't yeah. get there.
Yeah. Next time,
yeah.
Are you going to try to resurface it for the upcoming?
Yeah, it's a great song. It is a punk tune. I'm already in that.
Oh,
that proto punk rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd eat that up.
Yeah. Maybe for the box set.
Yeah. We always have
the $1 million box.
That's
set.
Right. Yeah. That's
we
right.
always have a punk.
Well, actually, cardboard
you know,
box.
Yeah.
Just throw it in a box. Here you go.
We all have such different influences. You know, that's the not an issue. It's a good thing. You
know? No, I think it's good. Yes. Like I said, it's fine. Some bands that you know you're gonna get with it's bang, 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 and
yeah.
But I think it's good when there's a wrinkle in there too.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
No, I like that a lot. I'm gonna play. I'm actually gonna play Jenny. Quick
nice.
One, right? Jenny's a quick one.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a burner.
Yeah, and then we'll.
Barnstein.
I should say this is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rising with Skybar. I'm here with Answer Man, and I'm going to play Jenny, and we'll come back. We'll talk one more, give you one more segment here. You can play one more, and I'll let you be on your merry way. But this is Jenny.
Jenny, Jenny, left her all the time. Jenny, Jenny, right down to my toes. I want to love you.